When your horse heads into the barn for cooler weather, so does the stink. Bye-bye odor doesn't just mask smells, it breaks down ammonia and bad odors with real science. Fresher stalls, healthier lungs, happier horses. Get yours at spalding-labs.com. For a limited time, new members can save 20% on any U.S. Rider membership during our Black Friday promotion with code BFUSR25. Just go to usrider.org and enter code BFUSR25.
All the articles you have come to love in Equus Magazine are now available in this podcast, Equus on Audio. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Search Equus on Audio to subscribe on your favorite podcast player, and you'll never miss an article.
This article was posted on March 4th, 2024, and is titled, What Shedding Can Tell You About Your Horse's Health. Forget blooming flowers and robins. One of the surest signs of spring around a barn is horsehair, and lots of it. By now your horses are probably actively shedding, leaving a layer of hair in the aisle, on your clothes, and inside your truck. Shedding is more than just a nuisance, though. It's a complex physiological process that tells you a lot about your horse's health. Shedding is not triggered by temperature. It's linked to photoperiods. As the hours of daylight increase, a horse's winter coat begins to loosen and shed. This process started way back in late December, but you usually won't see the obvious hairy results until now. Some horses hang on to their coats longer than others, but an individual's shedding schedule will typically be consistent from year to year. Along the same lines, some horses shed out in a particular pattern each year, losing hair from their necks first, for instance, then along their flanks. This can lead to a very unsightly, patchy period, but isn't cause for concern. It is worrisome, however, if a horse isn't shedding out as he usually would. If your normally punctual shedder is holding on to his coat longer than usual this year, it could be a sign of Cushing's disease, particularly if he is older. Horses with Cushing's also tend to shed the long cat hairs under their bellies and chins last, so the sudden appearance of that pattern is also cause for concern. Horses with Cushing's disease are more likely to develop laminitis, so let your veterinarian know right away if your horse isn't shedding normally. The sooner you have a diagnosis and can begin treatment, the better.